up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go once again. Time for Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad to be back with another stack of great polka records for you. We're going to see if we can't work our way through the pile here during the next hour. So glad you're along with for another show. Kind of shook it up a little bit this week. I normally just grab records from the shelves here in the studio, and there are lots of them. There are, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of records. And this week I just got a wild hair, I guess, as they say. And I went to the basement. And there are boxes of records all over the basement, and there are several boxes of old-time records. And I just grabbed one and went through and grabbed some records for the show today. So there may be things we've heard before that there's more than one copy of laying around. And there's going to probably be a few things that we've never heard on the show. And hey, if nothing else, we're mixing it up. So let's get things rolling with the John Prill Orchestra. This is the Grandma and Grandpa Polka.
The children got together to ask me if I'd write a song for Grandma and Grandpa because they are so nice. They gave me their ideas, the things they love to do. I put them all into a song, I wrote it just for you. Oh, Grandma, Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babushka, ijadush, you know that I love you. Going to a ball game, fishing on the lake. Hey, eating Grandma's cookies, tasting Grandma's cake. Going to the circus when it comes to town. Hey, eating cotton candy and laughing at the clowns. Oh, Grandma, Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babushka, ijadush, you know that I love you.
There you go, Johnny Prill and the orchestra there, the Grandma and Grandpa Polka, getting us rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week playing records, and some of them really sound like records, if you know what I mean. In fact, this next one really sounds like a record, and I always say it increases the value. It adds the authentic patina of old vinyl. I don't know when the last time is we heard from Mike Miskowitz and his Club Melody Orchestra. Maybe never. Oh, they must have been on the show before, huh? Here's a Northside Polka, anyway. ¶¶ There you go, Mike Miskowitz and his Club Melody Orchestra. And that's the Northside Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you along. Looks like fall weather is sneaking up, at least here it is in northern Minnesota. Leaves are changing, man. And you know what that means? It's time to be sure the snowblower runs. Yowzers! How the seasons change so fast, and the older you get, it seems they just keep changing that much faster, you know what I mean? Anyway, want to talk about, of course, World of Accordions Museum. And invite you to stop by. We've been talking about them here on the show for years now. And it would just be a hoot if you just look them up on the internet. You don't have to go there. I don't want to lay a big guilt trip on you. I know a lot of people don't want to be traveling. What with all the current stuff going on in the world. And depending where you are, we've got fall and winter on the way. So maybe not something you want to be doing. But you could certainly check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You can see some of their displays. There's 1,400 accordions in that place. That's a lot of space, man. They've got a beautiful concert hall. You can see a photo on online. You can shop the gift shop. You can research music and history and the history of the people that brought so much of this great music to the United States. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Maybe you want to plan a trip there in the not-too-distant future. They can help you out with that, too. Check them out. The contact information is there and all that good stuff. It's worldofaccordions.org. Johnny Pecan over here on turntable number two. Who's better to do a polka called the Oh Johnny Johnny Polka than Johnny Pecan, right? Johnny Pecan there and the Oh Johnny Johnny Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you've joined us. However you might be doing it, you could be on the internet listening to a stream or a download or a podcast or some sort of a deal like that. You could be listening on a radio, a big commercial radio station, AM or FM or whatever, a college station, a little low-power neighborhood station. We're all over the place out there spreading the polka love. And if you want to get in touch with us here at the show, you can do it, and there's a lot of ways. You may text if you want, or actually phone and leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. I do not answer the phone, but I promise you that you can leave a message at that number, and we'll get it. And you can text to that number, and we'll get it. Again, that's 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com. Another easy way if you have a request or a dedication or whatnot, or look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways can puts you in touch here at Polka Master Control. Here's Al Morose and the band. This is Tommy's Polka. And the band, and that's Tommy's Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show brought to you by these record players and these needles that do the job of cutting through these well-worn and sometimes kind of grungy polka records here on the show every week. For those of you who are record player or turntable geeks, it's the Stanton 500 that makes this show possible. I have Stanton 500 cartridges and needles in these turntables, and those babies will cut through just about anything. Speaking of cutting through anything, I must have 2045s of Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks doing the Blue Skirt Waltz. Some of them look like they're brand stinking new. This one looks like it's been laying under somebody's refrigerator for the last 40 years, but it seems to play just fine. Here's Frank and the boys. Let's do that waltz, huh? Here's the Blue Skirt Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you have it. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there, and the Blue Skirt Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We always try to get at least one waltz into every show, and by golly, we did. Wow, I just figured out why that record's so grungy, because it came out of a jukebox. The little thing that goes in the jukebox, you know, that tells the name of the song that goes in the little window, is in the thing where the record goes. And I see these quite a bit, but usually they're in records that I got new, and the sleeves or the jukebox cards or strips or whatever these are called are nice and white and crispy. And this one is all brown and faded and disgusting and yucky. And that's why the record looks like that, because it's a real jukebox record. Well, that makes it even more authentic, doesn't it? What do we got over here? Yes, the Michigan Cavaliers. I knew it was somebody interesting. This is the Just Off the Boat Polka. All right, there you go. Just Off the Boat Polka there, and the Michigan Cavaliers, obviously from Michigan, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record's a little tricky because we played a lot of records from Marshall Lakowski and a lot of records from the Lakowski brothers. And they always used to tell me in radio school back in the olden days that you should always announce the artist as the name is on the record. I have the Josie Cozy Polka up here, and it says it's by Marshall Lakowski Brothers Clarence. Does that mean it's Marshall and Clarence, the Lakowski Brothers? I think it does. And we would normally say it's the Lakowski Brothers, but they put Marshall and Clarence before it and after it on here. I don't know, but one way or the other, it is the Josie Cozy Polka.
Your lips are sweeter than wine. Josie, Josie, you're so cozy. Your brown eyes sparkle with mine. ¶¶ dozy, you're so cozy, your hips sway like the wind. Dozy, dozy, you're so cozy, your arms are one big embrace. I love you with all my heart. Josie, Josie, you're so cozy. Please be mine all the time.
All right, that is the Josie Cozy Polka. That is the Lakowski Brothers here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another show. I'm just trying to get organized here. How did I just play this record and in 2.5 minutes lose the little sleeve that it goes in? What the heck is going on? That happens to me more often than not. I don't know what's going on. Let's do one from the Redbird, shall we? I believe we shall. This is the Vienna Forever Polka. Music from the Redbirds there on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That was the Vienna Forever Polka. And Vienna, forever. Forever is a long time. I am telling you. Glad you're with us for another edition of the Oompa Hour, spinning the old polka records like we do here on the show. Part of the fun, of course, of spinning the records is a lot of these songs never came out on CDs or never came out on, downloads and whatnot. So if you don't have the records, you don't hear the songs. Of course, a lot of these were reissued later on CDs and whatnot, and you can find them readily, but not all of them. So glad you're with us, digging some of the classic polka music. Here's Benny Bach and his orchestra. This is the Swingin' Benny Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. I've suddenly forgot the name of the song. I must be getting old. The Swingin' Benny Polka, that's it. Benny Bach and the orchestra. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm pretty sure of that anyway. Haven't spun one from Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones in quite some time. Here's one. It's the My Beauty Queen Oberic.
Gdy nie widział takiego gnoja, jak ta dziewucha miała być moja. Ja jak ją spotkał, tak wyglądała, jakby gdzieś byli, 3 dni siedziała. Się trowa, ma włosy długie, paznokcie czorne i w nosie dłubie. Jak na mnie spojrze, to się ośmieje, zbrod jedzie z pysku, choć wiatr wieje. Jak diabli z głowy do pięty, czarne ma oczy, zgnite ma zęby. Nigdy nie widział takiego gnoja, jak ta dziewucha miała być moja.
There you go, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, the My Beauty Queen Oberic here on the show. Don't hear that one very often, pretty much anywhere, so glad to have that one for you. Might even throw in an extra waltz in the show this week. I don't usually, maybe I won't. I told you I got a bunch of records, that I pulled out of the basement. Instead of going to the regular, you know, already cleaned and organized record shelves just to get something different. And I have a waltz here from Artwell Lunas and the band that I was thinking on playing in the show. And I pulled the record out, and it's very dirty. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to try to clean it while we're playing this Richie Vadnall record. And if I am successful, then we will have a bonus waltz in the show, huh? It's the La-Da-Dee-Dum Polka, and you got to really pay attention to get that right. Here's Richie Vadnall and his orchestra.
Thank you.
I should have warned you, that record had a lot of real good patina on it, too. Maybe that's the one I should have been cleaning, huh? There you have Richie Vadnall's orchestra there with the la-da-dee-dum polka. I think I got all the right la-dee-das in that one. So there you go. Now, I told you that if I could get it cleaned in time, we would spin this Art Walunas record here. It's the Dream Girl Waltz. And fortunately, all the dirt on the record when I pulled it out of the sleeve was just a lot of dust and stuff that cleaned right off. Except that I couldn't find my record cleaning cloth, so I used my record cleaning spritz and the t-shirt that I'm wearing, and I'm probably going to get yelled at for making a mess out of that now, but I guess that's the way it goes. Let's do it here. Dream Girl Waltz, a bonus waltz for the show this week, dancers. Here's Art Walunas and the band.
Just a girl I've waited for. She's just a girl my love is for. Each night I hold her oh so near. Gee, but I love to call her dear. But this romance can never be. I know that she'll never marry me. Then comes the dawn.
Waltzers, Dream Girl Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Art Walunas and his polka band doing a waltz, so technically that was Art Walunas and his waltz band for a couple of minutes anyway. Here on the show, glad you're along with us. How about the Granateers? When's the last time we played a record by the Granateers? I know the answer to that one. A long time ago. So let's do it. Here's the Chimney Sweep Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. The Graniteers did not make a whole lot of records, but there's one of them here on the Old Oompa Hour and the Chimney Sweep Polka. Glad you're with us. Now, this next record, I thought I played last week, and then I thought, well, maybe I didn't play it last week, and I think I thought I was going to play it last week, and I ran out of time. But if it turns out I actually played it last week, you're hearing it this week, too. Are you following along? Gene Wisniewski and the orchestra. Here's the Dorothy Polka.
Вечерами, кеды свой, козагурами, загурами, а терашпи, копуши, копуши, наружу, свей по души, ходжи, сенек, копотка, копотка, чего по, ту шпидротка, шпидротка.
All right, now let's just take a minute here and have a little roll call, because I'm worried that I'm getting confused here, and we certainly don't want that to happen. I did say that was Gene Wisniewski and his orchestra, right? Doing the Dorothy Polka? Is that what I said? Gene Wisniewski and his orchestra? Because that's what it's supposed to be, and that's because I have Claire Witkowski coming up now to do Witkowski's polka, and you don't want to get your Wisniewski's and your Witkowski's confused. Or do you? Oh my gosh. Anyway, Claire Witkowski in the orchestra right after Gene Wisniewski. Man, why would I do that? And this is called Witkowski's Polka. Thank you. All right, there you have it there. Witkowski's polka, Claire Witkowski, and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us here. Think we got time for probably a couple of more tunes in the show, huh? So stick around, and I'll see what kind of records I can dig up, and I'll meet you back here in about a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see how many more songs we can squeeze into the show this week. Here's one that never seems to make it to the front of the stack. Let's try it here. It is the Tingling Polka, and what is this? William Howard Arpaia and the Melodists. I hope I got that right. Anyway, here you go.
Stars in the sky up above, joy you have put in my heart with love. You make the days roll along while I sing. You make my love ting-a-ling. You turn me on with a glance and a smile. You make me feel that my love is worthwhile. When will it be that those bells, they will ring?
Fun one for you, William Howard Arpaia. I think I'm saying that right. And the Melodists, that is the Tingling Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week here. Will I fit in two more records? Let me check the old clock on the wall. I'm calculating. Wait, let me do some math. Let me get out my scratch paper and my pencil here. Because I'm figuring it out. Because I get in trouble if I go long, you see. The radio stations that carry the show are like, hey, you went into the news, cut that out. I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. Andy Bury, and it could be Andy Berry, I guess. It's B-U-R-Y. And the Woodside Dynatones. I was just going to say the Woodside Dynatones, but his name's on the record in big print, so I figured I should get it in there. Here's the Wallflower Polka.
Happy people, music filled the air. At the bar was offering Yashik, sipping on his beer. His head bowed low, his face all red, his eyes began to tear. Oh, I can't dance, I'm with boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two feet. I can't dance, I'm with boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two feet. The band began to play a polka with a snappy beat, and Yashik sat there in the corner tapping with his feet. Along came Mari, said to Yashik, hey there, wanna dance? He looked at her and smiled and said, I could not take the chance. Oh, I can't dance, I'm with boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, I'm with boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. On the dance floor stood our Yashik Marish by his side. His two left feet began to move, his face was filled with pride. No sooner did he start to dance when Marish cried out loud, you kick me, Yashik, dance yourself, and quickly left the crowd. Oh, I can't dance, all my boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, some we boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet.
I gotta set that record aside. I don't think we've ever played that. Maybe we have. It's been a long time. I gotta set that aside. Because you don't know, I do another radio show on another radio station that is not a polka station. But I am allowed to slip in polkas every now and then. And that is so me. I can't dance to save my stinking life, man. I still have fun, but I can't dance. That should be my theme song. What a great record. Andy Bury, anyway, and the Woodside Dynatones. And that is going to be a wrap this week. I could not find a song that was only like a minute and a half long to sneak in here to wrap up the show. So, hey, what the heck? You got like one or two more songs than we usually do in the show. This baby was jam-packed this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I'll be back to do it again next week. Hope you're along with. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.